This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Tom and Josh Doyle on the line from Uncharted Ministries. And it sounds like Tom and Josh should be a radio show, but they're actually doing, they have amazing work at Uncharted, and one of it is a new initiative. It's brand new, launching today. It's called I Found the Truth, and Josh is leading that. Could you explain in a nutshell kind of what exactly I Found the Truth is, and I guess why you guys launched this?
Yeah, I Found the Truth has been a 10-year vision for my dad's. He's wanted to do this, and he's wanted to make videos of former Muslims that have amazing testimonies of how Jesus impacted their life and changed them and brought them out of Islam and into Christianity. So we launched the website, and we wanted to create a safe space for Muslims to come and learn about Jesus.
Okay. And I guess why, well, before I get to that, what do you hope to accomplish with this? It's brand new. I noticed that there was like a season one or something like that. Are you guys hoping to launch a certain number of seasons, or what do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah.
Good question. So season one is a collection of videos, 5 testimonies of former Muslims, and we hope to build on that. We hope to do a season two that's even bigger. We get more people to be a part of season two. We even have hopes to do a full-length documentary, and that would take us into countries all around the world to share these stories of Muslims that have had dreams or visions of Jesus. And that's our hope, that's our goal, and that's what we're planning to do. So we wanted to create a place where Muslims, that we're seeking Muslims, can come to the website. They can read questions. If they have questions, they can answer questions, or they can ask their questions to our team, and we'll be on standby ready to communicate with them. So we believe that God is firmly behind this project, and we are just excited to see where he takes it. And, you know, a goal for us is to, yes, have these videos go out there, and we hope that they can go viral and that the message of Christ gets out there to seeking Muslims. But more importantly, we hope that we can get them to our website to communicate to them, to love on them, and to answer some of their questions that they have in a safe space about Jesus.
And Tom, I want to get some feedback from you as well. No offense against Josh or anything. But Tom, you've been doing Muslim ministry for years. Why, I guess, take this approach? It's more of a virtual approach. So why take this approach? And what do you think makes it effective? And Josh can weigh in too, either way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're also connected online, and COVID-19 has even underscored that more. And someone, Greg Laurie, just had an article, I think it was in Newsweek, and he was saying how many people were watching his church online and were just connected. And this was shocking. He said, do you know how many times people touch their phone on an average, their smartphone, a day? And I'm thinking, I don't know, a couple hundred. 2,600 times. We're in media. We've got our phones. We've got our computers. Everything's instant access. And we just are praying for millions of Muslims to see these testimonies of former Muslims sharing about Jesus, what he did in their life. And they'll be able to take that step toward the cross and eventually give their life to Christ. So 3 reasons we're doing this, Katie. One, we want to see millions of Muslims in heaven someday that have come to faith in Jesus and have given him their lives. Like Anne Graham Lotz, our friend, always says, there's still plenty of room in heaven. And we want to see millions come to faith in Christ. Secondly, we want to see the Western church aroused and awakened to realize that there's a great harvest out there. And Muslims have never been more open to the gospel than they are now. And stop just taking their worldview from the news and realize these are people that need Jesus, just like anybody else, like you, like me, like Josh, like anybody. And so we want the church to engage, and they're going to be inspired by these stories. They'll everyone that we passed them on to has said, I was crying watching them. They're so heart touching. And then third, we're also praying for Muslims that are out there on their own that have accepted Christ and they have no fellowship. Katie, we just heard about a Muslim in the Gaza Strip that came to faith in Christ. And for 8 years, he didn't know one believer. He didn't know anyone in his refugee camp, nobody. And so can you imagine how lonely, no fellowship? He probably thought he was the first Muslim ever to accept Jesus. You know, he just had no idea. So it's for, I found the truth is for Muslims to come to faith in Christ, the Western Church to wake up, and for Lone Ranger, I guess we'll call them, Muslims out there that don't have any other fellowship or know any other believers to realize that they're a part of the body of Christ when they came to faith in Christ. And this is large and moving, and God's in control of this.
Awesome. Josh, did you have anything to add before I go to my final question?
Yeah, you know, I think that the reason we wanted to do this virtual and digital approach is because the internet is powerful. And we think that out of all the initiatives we're doing at Uncharted, we're all over the place. We have our hands in a lot of different projects, but out of all the things we're doing, this initiative of I Found the Truth has the power and potential to meet, to reach more Muslims and all the stuff we're doing combined. So we think it's a massive project. And we know that the Lord can take this and bring it to places that we can't go. And he can bring it into homes where we may not be allowed, into countries where we may not be allowed, and use it for his glory. So we are just trusting that, believing that, and really thankful with how I Found the Truth came about and how it looks. And we're praying that it impacts millions of people.
Awesome. Final question. We always ask our listeners to respond. You know, we give them the information and then we ask them to do something. So I'll pose that question to you guys. How would you like people to respond to this story?
Well, I can say this. We at Uncharted talk about this. One of our core values is FaceTime praying. We get on our faces and pray. We ask our team to do that every day. And we say this, FaceTime is just not an app on your phone. FaceTime is what believers have been doing for centuries when they were desperate for God to move, when they were desperate for God to shake the heavens and move in people's hearts. And Katie, I was thinking of this morning, Acts 9, when Saul was converted. Here's what we're praying for Muslims. This sentence, suddenly a light flashed from heaven around him. And Saul said, "Who are you, Lord?" We're praying that God sends a lightning flash from heaven into the Muslim world that will just shake them up. And they'll say, "Lord, who are you?" They're seeking God, but they're lost. They need Jesus. And we're praying that God just does a miracle and opens their hearts through the Holy Spirit, and they respond, come to faith in Christ, and we're trusting God that that's what's going to happen. So that's our big prayer.
So, Josh, did you want to add?
Yeah, you know, we just pray that this video series is received well, and we want. You know, we want people to know that we're not here to just shove a message down someone's throat, but we want them to see through other people's stories that God is on the move and he's reaching Muslims around the world. He's reaching them through dreams and visions, and he's reaching them in all sorts of ways. And if there are Muslims that are seeking or are interested in this man named Jesus, we pray that they would find a safe space when they come to our website. We've made it known that our questions that they send in, their email, their name, all that will be encrypted. It'll be safe. Their information won't be taken and downloaded, but that they can come and get some questions answered, that they can know that it's a safe space and that it's secure as well, that we've taken the time to make that, build in the security so that they feel comfortable to come to our site and poke around and ask questions. And we've even created an FAQ section where it can really walk a seeking Muslim through the gospel, through questions that we've answered and formulated, and really through our mission efforts throughout the years, we've compiled this list so that a seeking Muslim can come and get all of the answers that they need to accept and invite Jesus into their heart on our website. And we pray that they do want to take it a step further and reach out to us, and that we can enter into a conversation with them and hope to bring them down that continuum of into a relationship with Jesus.